to get the victory last night to kind of cap off 2018 the way your club did. First game, obviously, without Buff again. How did you feel it went for you personally?
Yeah, I thought as a team we played well. In the first period, I thought it was pretty even back and forth. And I thought we started to get, faster as the game went on and quicker. And that's something that I thought we didn't really have in the Calgary and Minnesota game. And so for us, a big strength of our team is quickness. I think, we have guys that can make plays at extremely fast speeds. And I think that's what, can, be a big strength of our team when we're playing the way we can. So even looking at the goals, I thought we did a good job of just being quick. You look at Brendan Lemieux's first goal. I mean, that line was just hounding there on the forecheck, and didn't give him any time and space, created a couple of turnovers. The goalie almost covered it 3-4 times. He just kept poking it away. So I think that quickness, intensity on the puck was something that was huge for us in that game. And, it was nice to see, obviously, that line get rewarded with a couple, but big efforts from a number of different guys. And again, with Buff out too, everyone else has to step up and try to collectively take on little pieces of what he does. And we did a pretty solid job with that.
Hockey seasons aren't played in calendar years, but 2018 was a special year for the Winnipeg Jets and for yourself personally too. Just kind of any thoughts on just the year in general and what you guys were able to achieve in 2018?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, obviously, I think as hockey players, as probably fans too, everyone looks at it season wise. But I think that I'll be there in a sec. I think that it was special. We have a tight knit team, as you can see here, with those guys bugging me. But it was great. I think we took a big step forward as a team. It was something that I think we want to build on going into 2019, and we have big goals for our group, but also we know, there's a lot of work left to be done, and the toughest hockey's in front of us here, so definitely build off a lot of those things, but and have good memories in 2018, but hopefully we have even better ones in 2019.
Quick one, World Juniors, Finland-Canada quarterfinals, any chatter in the locker room about it?
It's been pretty quiet this morning, but I'm sure it'll get going. We've got a couple Finns now in the room and a lot of Canadian guys. So this is the time, I guess, once you get in the quarterfinals and some of the, bigger games down the line, that the chirping gets going a little bit. So, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, for my sake, Canada can win.
How much chatter is there in the room about skills? Obviously, that's the next thing coming up tomorrow night for your club, the annual time where you guys get to go out, have a little bit of fun, but show what you can do at the same time.
Yeah, it's always a fun night. I think, you get to interact with the fans a little bit more. And as players, there's a lot of bragging rights on the line as far as, who can kind of hold the trophy for the next year. So last year there was some underdogs, I think, that won a couple of the events. And we've definitely heard about it for the last, year now. So it'll be nice to hopefully knock off some of those guys.